Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ground offensive in Gaza intensifies.
Israel says it's expanding its ground war against Hamas.
Houthi rebels target Red Sea ships.
They have enough missiles to harass shipping.
Supreme Court considers OxyContin maker's bankruptcy deal.
It grants the Sacklers the functional equivalent of a discharge.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says it's expanding its ground assault against Hamas, leaving little room for safety in Gaza. CBS's Chanel Call has heard from Israeli government spokesman Alon Levy.
Almost no place in Gaza is safe. Israel says it's expanding its ground war against Hamas, telling those who evacuated northern Gaza to now leave parts of the south as well.
IDF forces have almost totally dismantled two Hamas brigades in northern Gaza in intense fighting, and we are working to dismantle the Hamas terror machine in the southern Gaza Strip too.
As the war wages on, an escalation in the region involving the U.S., Sunday, an American destroyer responded to three separate drone attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says they believe the Red Sea attacks were launched by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. CBS's David Martin points out.
The U.S. doesn't want to get stuck with the job of escorting all ships by itself. So one of the things that's happening right now is that the Pentagon is looking for other navies who would participate in an escort operation.
The Biden administration makes an urgent appeal to Congress, pushing for immediate action on stalled aid for Ukraine. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The United States is the leader of the NATO alliance, and there's more and more concern that if the United States starts to show that its support for Ukraine is waning, then that will trickle through the alliance.
The Supreme Court considers a case involving a legal shield for the Sackler family in Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The Justice Department is arguing that the Sacklers, who earned tens of billions of dollars flooding the country with highly addictive opioids, should not gain sweeping legal protection in a deal where they cannot be sued. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh notes that 97% of victims had already agreed to that.
The opioid victims and their families overwhelmingly approve this plan because they think it will ensure prompt payments. Bankruptcy courts for 30 years have been approving plans like this.
But Ellen Isaacs, whose son OD'd, does not want to see a deal as an easy way out for Big Pharma.
Give me the ability to get a jury by trial of my peers.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 41 points. The Nasdaq fell 120. Now this.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
In Milan, New Hampshire, they're dealing with snow, a lot of it, and they've been trying to clear it. A storm dumped at least 8 inches. More than 25,000 homes and businesses in Maine and more than 11,000 in Vermont were without electricity at the peak today. You're in the former ambassador to Bolivia. We have more on that. I'm Victor Manuel Rocha. We have U.S. Attorney Merrick Garland.
Those who have the privilege of serving in the government of the United States are given an enormous amount of trust by the public we serve.
Former President Trump will be appealing the ruling reinstating the gag order in his New York civil trial. CBS's Graham Case.
They're hoping that the highest court in New York, it's called the Court of Appeals, will hear about this and hear about it quickly because the trial is ongoing. He's actually supposed to testify on Monday next week.
A stabbing at a Macy's department store in Philadelphia over what involves some stolen hats has left a security guard dead and another injured. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
This started as a retail theft, upgraded obviously to a robbery, and then led ultimately to a homicide.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is back in a federal prison in Arizona. He was sent to a hospital after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow prisoner last month. 52-year-old John Terskak is facing charges in the attack, including attempted murder. The cuts keep getting deeper at Spotify. CBS's Jason Brooks.
It's the third round of layoffs for Spotify this year, with the current round by far the biggest. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek said in a letter to employees that despite the company's efforts to reduce costs this past year, its cost structure for where they need to be is still too big.
Spotify says laid-off workers will get an average of 5 months of severance.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Americans are expected to be more generous with their holiday season tipping.
15% of Americans plan to tip more this holiday season. Nearly the same will tip less. 44% plan to tip about the same as last year. 25% of Americans don't plan to tip at all. That's according to a new survey from Bankrate.
We found that millennials and Gen Zers are the most likely to give holiday tips.
Ted Rossman is a senior analyst for Bankrate, which asked about tipping for housekeepers, teachers, child care providers, landscapers, mail carriers, and trash collectors. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Uber stock is set to join the S&P 500 index on December 18th, the latest sign that the ride-hailing and delivery company is turning its business around after struggling through the pandemic. Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr., Bo Nix, and Michael Penix Jr. are finalists for the Heisman Trophy. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, December 4th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.